No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me short. Look at me short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah! 93.7 with Grant Winston, three-time champ, Super Bowl champ, former first-round draft pick, Jason Peter, the you-know-what starter, first-round draft pick, former team captain. I think I'm the only one in the team captains that didn't do jack.
What do you mean?
I guess I went to Kansas City for a little bit. I had a little. Why did we get
hurt? It wasn't about that, man. You know, it was all about what you did when you were here.
Right. Well, I hit people in the mouth.
Yeah. Man, how long did you have to go back through some audio to find something of you catching a pass?
Not long.
No?
No.
Sure?
That pass they got, that was the worst one ever. Cue up one of my touchdown passes. Come on. Cue it up. See, I like having that power. Chew it up. Let's get it chewed up.
How many touchdown catches did you have?
Five.
I was going to say, because I had one. No, I intercepted Tony. So I had
five. Wow. I had more than Terrell Farley. he brags that he had more than me. He had four. I had five.
Did you catch one down in Norman our junior year?
No.
Did you drop one in Norman?
No, well.
What happened? We caught a break, didn't we?
We caught a break.
Yeah.
It's funny you remember that. Oh, you ain't smoking on that CTE.
There's like
I'm the only one smoking on the CTE.
There's
track.
Like three or four things my 4.5 years that I was here that I remember.
How did you remember that?
And I remember vaguely something
Oklahoma.
Happening down in Norman, right?
When we beat the brakes off of them, I caught a little ball and I tried to extend it.
Right.
Over the goal line.
And you fumbled it.
And I fumbled it.
Yeah.
And they called it down.
Right.
So that was one we actually got away with. We didn't have to fight the refs.
Macko Vicka, the fullback. A fake to Evans. Got a man in the end zone. Touchdown. Delayed call, but it was Vershawn Jackson. The officials looked at each other to make sure that one
you're
foot
buttons over
was
there, don't you? All five of them.
All five on call, on demand, baby. On demand.
We used to just beat the brakes off of people.
I know. Let me ask you that. In practice, Grant, you starting in JP. In practice, who's the guy you hated going against?
My little brother, Tracy.
What?
Yes.
On scout
he
team?
He held worse than you.
No. Just no, say you,
I'm
you
sorry,
hit him with the brother.
Worse than you.
You hit him with the brother-in-law.
No. Well, the only he
just
got away.
They told him to hold us.
Yeah, and he got away with more than anybody because he was my brother. And I remember one practice, I just drove him into the dirt, and I'm just banging his head off the turf, and I'm like, quit holding me. Anybody else would have just got it handed to him right then.
Oh, you just hammered him, right?
Oh.
Should have Sean Applegated him.
Right?
What about you, JP?
Who did I beat the worst, or who did I – Who?
Give us both.
Well, I mean, going against, you know, Taylor, obviously. Those little guys, those short guys, those are the hard guys. I mean, that's why I laugh when you see these college teams, and I think Nebraska's somewhat guilty of it too, where they're looking at, you know, all these offensive linemen, and they're 6'8", 6'7". You know, like 6'5 is considered short. And it's like the hardest guys to play against when you're in, like, I know for being an interior guy, are the shorter guys. So for me, the entire, you know, when I played, it was, you know, having Taylor play against Taylor. There was the guard from Texas, Dan Neal, who was also like an All-American wrestler. He was tough. The center from Washington, Olin Krutz, you know, another shorter guy. And then, you know, you get to the league and there's a handful of those guys, you know, the Nate Newton type bodies. They're hard to get leverage on, you know, and the way that game day jerseys are on shoulder pads, it's not like practice jerseys, right, you know, where you can grab and you can grab some cloth. It's hard to grab cloth on Sundays or Saturdays, you know, like when those jerseys are tight. And those shorter guys, I mean, you got to get your hands on them quick, and it's just harder. The big guys, I'll go against them every day of the week. I mean, it's easy. You get leverage right away.
You guys are technique wizards. Do you think hand fighting is a lost technique in this game?
I don't feel like we hand fought.
Right.
You know,
I consider hand fighting
like slapping hands down. Like, we were more engaging guys, getting them off our bodies and then making moves.
Okay, so that's what, to me, that's what hand fighting is.
Yeah.
Engaging a guy and getting them off. Do you think that aspect, because if you weren't careful, you would rip your pads off and you're gone.
They want to rush the passer nowadays without ever touching anybody. Yeah. You know, barely. They just want a little swipe here and get to the quarterback, right? Whereas everything was built off of speed and power, speed and power. I mean, that's all Charlie, you know, would say for you ends was speed to power, right? I mean, that's kind of how you had to start the game off with those rushes. I know interior-wise, you had to establish some sort of power. And that's kind of like last year what I've been trying to get across to, like, you know, Ty Robinson and Casey Rogers. And, yeah, having an arsenal of weapons, you know, pass rush weapons, that's great. But you got to have power moves, right? Mm. We got to be able to get to the quarterback even when it's run.
Yeah.
You know, like, even when you play run, right? Because we got to make a team one-dimensional. How do you do that? You shut down the run, right? So, especially interior guys, like, unless it's third and long and, you know, there's no backs and quarterback's in shotgun and you're pretty confident, you know, it's going to be a pass. Like, you got to get the hands up and be ready for some type sort of run. But now, once you recognize it's pass, how quick can we get into something, right? How quick can we get into a club rip, a rip hump sort of thing? So trying to get those guys to commit more to those power moves is what I was trying to get across. And I think you saw it towards the end, especially with Robinson,
Daniels,
you know, and the way that he was playing. And, yeah.
At the end, he was using his hands a lot better. I can tell that you probably got to him. I kept saying, I was like, yeah, JP had to get to him in order for him to be using his hands. Because a lot of those guys were just like Velcro.
Yeah.
Just went stuck, didn't do anything, didn't get off the blocks. And that was frustrating to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Going against you guys in practice, I knew how good – Grant, if you didn't come and engage you, Grant, you're going to snatch me down and you're on your way onto the quarterback.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And also by doing that too, I mean, I'm taking you out of the pass play. You know, if you're just trying to, you know, delay for a second release, I'm getting you on the ground. So that's throwing off the route. And then I'm like we talk about, it's just aggressively playing the run on the way to the quarterback. You know, keeping the, you know, if the guy's blocking down, you're stepping down too, punching that guy. So he's staying off your linebackers. You know, but it's all got to be aggressive, and it has to be with an intention of, I'm going to make contact with you at some point.
Mm-hmm. But it's also, you know, about, I think nowadays, and just, you know, being down there this past year, you see guys rush the passer, and they're only kind of concerned with the play that they're in right now,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
When rushing the passer is about setting the guy up for two plays down the line, three plays down the line, right? That's why, especially when I made the transition to defensive end, you know, in Carolina, it was like my first three rushes of the game were going to be speed, right? They were going to be speed, because then that fourth time, he's thinking, all this dude does is speed, you know, and he's gonna get lazy, right? Because that's what those guys do, those slobs, they get lazy, and he's just going to try to cheat it, right? He's going to try to, you know, he's going to turn his hips or something, and boom, that's when I'm going to come underneath or come inside or something, you know?
Right. So 3-4 or 4-3?
4-3.
I've never played in a 3-4.
Never played in a 3-4. Well, I look at the team now, these last few years. If Caleb Tanner, I love him. I love his motor. I think he's got a great motor. But if you don't get somebody, a real rush end, a real defensive end, to control the outside.
Keep the edges.
We're in trouble, don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, you got to have guys that can set the edge, guys that can I mean, rush ends are they're program changers, game changers. I mean, a good rush end can make an average defense look pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. Do you know?
Grant, what you played as a true freshman? What did you attest to playing as a true freshman?
When I first came here, it was just I'm going to force them to redshirt me. You know, I'm going to come in here where I'm going to do everything I can, and I'm going to put it in their lap that they're going to have to make a decision if this guy's worth redshirting or not. And the first time I got in the huddle, you know, and I'm locking hands with Terry, Keneally, you know, and Christian's in there, you know, got Dante and Dwayne at the other end. You know, I'm like, all right, I belong. You know, from that point forward, you know, I just felt like I belong here, and I'm going to do everything I can to stay here.
How much did you weigh coming in?
225.
JP, what were you coming in?
I think I reported around 70, 65, 70.
Oh, so you were already there. So, you just needed to kind of hone it up and get the skill.
I mean, I think I played, you know, it wasn't great.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
It wasn't the same sort of – I think my senior year I was about 278, around there, 280 by the end of the year, you know, somewhere low 70s or something. I mean, which is comical because everybody, you know, all these retards out there on social media like to chime in, you know, like they imply that we were all hopped up on steroids and stuff. And it's like, you guys are such numbnuts, it makes me laugh. Do you know, like we're so much smaller than, say, the guys that they have down there right now.
Right.
Do you know, I played that game my junior year, obviously when I'm put the thing in my tongue. I played that Virginia Tech game at maybe 253.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I couldn't eat solid food for the entire week leading up to the game.
But you weren't taking out your ring.
No.
You weren't taking out.
Well, they said you can't. I said it open up for infection, I guess, if you take it out. God, that was dumb.
How important for both of you guys, how important, because we listened to Christian Peter and I went to break. For me, that's who made me tough.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I ever told you that, but Christian is who made me tough.
Yeah,
I ran a wham block. I got hurt in the Shrine Bowl, and every time I came to practice on crutches, somebody on that defensive line was talking crazy.
Right.
This ain't South High, Omaha, all this other crap, right? And the first time I get in, I'm like, I'm going to tear somebody up. And we ran the wham play where the center lets Christian go, and I cut the smooth dog out of Christian, right? I'm thinking, ooh, I tore him up. I'm trying to get up. I'm trying to get up off the ground, and Christian is beating me down. You little freshman, you little. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I vowed that day I will never take it in the shorts again.
Right.
You know, because I just took that whooping. Like, okay, that's Christian. Right. Let me just take that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're a freshman, too. You don't know how to react to it. Yeah, I get it.
What did he mean to you guys, and then what did he mean to the team?
Well, he, you know, obviously I grew up with him, so a little different, but we hated each other when we were kids, you know, and not really because I wanted to hate him. He just wanted to hate everybody else. Right. Yeah. So it wasn't until he left to go to school to Nebraska, where we actually then kind of, you know, became brothers and best friends. And I mean, when it comes to the intense part, you know, the demanding part of being like a leader, I mean, that all comes from Christian, you know, watching the way that I mean, he was the best at that stuff,
yeah.
You know, the pregame speech and everything. And it's hard. It's an art, you know, to be able to do that. I mean, I watched guys this past year try to get in there and give, and I'm thinking, oh my God, where are we at, church? Do you know what I mean? Like, where's the spit flying out of the mouth? And, you know, like, you get so hopped up that you can't even get the words out of, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you're saying them in your head, but they're not coming out the mouth.
Right.
And that's all, like, people, I mean, we had, if our roster was made up of 150 guys, we had 100 guys that could get in there and do that.
Yeah.
It wasn't just the four of us,
or
the four guys before us. It was something, it was part of what you learned when you got here.
Right, right. Grant?
I'm not saying it just to swing here, but I got it from him, man. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
So the infection that he got, because I know you went 55
right.
for your brother, and I your brother, which you got to take your hat off to that. But you took a young – I mean, Octavius McFarland, I used to – we talked about this. You took a young Grant Winstrom and said, I'm getting ready to mold this young man.
Right.
And I'm going to help him be just as great as I am.
Right.
And people don't understand that. They think it comes from the coaches.
No.
It doesn't. It comes from us in here.
I think it comes – it starts with the coaches giving the players ownership of it and responsibility and trust in the players. Like, they're going to handle themselves. You know, and then the players got to take it and run with it.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever think we were going to lose?
Never.
No.
It didn't matter what the score was, how much – in Mizzou, doesn't matter what the score is, how much time's left on the clock, we're going to figure out a way to win the game.
Right.
And that's a culture, you know, and that's just what we've fallen from, and that's what we've got to get back to now. I mean, it's evident that it seems like now it's like, how are we going to find a way to lose this game?
Mm.
You know, like the Michigan State game last year. That should never happen, but it's just got to be a culture, and it's got to be a culture shift, and that's the hardest thing to turn.
One of the great stories is when we were flying out to Seattle to play Washington, you know, and they were, what, ranked two or three, and we were pretty much given a six or seven, and not only because we won the year before. Nobody expected us, you know, to really do anything. New quarterback coming in, lost a bunch of guys. Right, but we're flying out there, and Chad Kelce is sitting in the aisle, and Matt Davison is sitting, you know, on the window. And I guess Matt turned to Chad and was like, all serious. He's like, do you think we're going to win, you know, this game? And Chad grabs him by the throat, right, jacks him up against the side of the window of the plane, and says, don't ever let me hear you say that, you know, effing thing again. He goes, We win all of our games, you know, like, and that was the mentality, you know, we're going out to win. Like, there was no, you know, like, when we came back our senior year, it wasn't like, oh man, looking at the schedule, I hope we can go, you know, 10-2. It was like, we're the only reason we're coming back is to win a national championship.
And just think about that. It was so offensive to even hear, you know, they're ranked ahead of us. They're the number two, number three team in the country. It was so offensive to hear somebody even mention, like, do you think we can win?
Right.
That, like, and I can picture Chad just pinning him against the wall when you're just throating him. And you're like, why are you, you know, why is that thought even in your head?
Right.
It's just not, we just don't do that.
Yeah. So we played Peyton Manning in Tennessee our senior year. And you said something during the hype video. One of you guys said something about us never losing. And I don't know if it was the white jerseys. Which jerseys? The red jerseys?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
We never lost a game
because
we never lost at home.
Yep.
First of all, you know, and I think that says something.
Yep.
When you can say you played at that university 4 or 5 years,
yep.
and we've never tasted defeat over there,
right.
It's something about that. But our senior year, we played Tennessee, and I don't think I really understood what you were saying or whoever. Was that you, Jason?
Yeah, with the jersey because I had the jersey.
Yeah, you had the jersey.
Yeah,
you know, you said, you know, us seniors. Never lost in that jersey.
Yep.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, we were the greatest class, I think. Is that fair to say?
Class of 93, baby.
I know those 92 guys like to chime off a little bit. You hear them talking about, you know, whatever. You know, I'm not going to take anything away from those guys. But the numbers are the numbers. You know, you look at it and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we're the only one that's got three big rings, right?
Yeah, I think so. 49-2 Grant, 49-2, 60-3 us. I don't think it'll be duplicated again. No. There's probably only like 33 of us that have three rings, and you know, I don't know what's better, 60-3 or 49-2.
It's all good.
Both of them are pretty damn good.
Oh dang, I still can't get a rat.
I mean, I usually just kind of operate under the 49-2 because I was a red shirt. You know, we were red shirts in that first year.
We didn't really count.
We
counted,
count.
But we didn't count.
Right. So I don't really count that. I just kind of go by the games where I was, you know, active, part of the team.
Yeah.
You know, like yeah.
So Grant, who said this? Who said this? I'm the baddest bleep on this field in the great state of Nebraska, in this country, on the planet Earth. Shoot, right now I'm the baddest bleep in God's great universe. And now is the moment, as the game begins, that I am truly devastating alive. Who said that?
I know it wasn't you.
Why? Oh! What, is there a word in there you don't think that I could create in my head?
Now, put the bleeps on there now. Put the bleeps on there.
Yeah, I should have been the telltale right there.
That's from the book.
The book?
It's from the book. Yeah.
By the way, I read that book.
Was that not our mentality?
Yeah.
Everybody's mentality going out on the field.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I wanted to read that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't go out on that field.
I'm like
thinking if you're thinking, you know, today someone's gonna be better than you, then shoot, don't even go out there. You've already lost.
How much of Christian's pregame? Because you remember the Michigan State game, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's,
was that not that, the,
that
the,
was
the
bar
best,
right
that
there?
That was the greatest ever. Yeah.
Right
ever.
To
ever.
This day,
ever.
I don't care how much football I've ever played.
Yeah.
I have never heard a pregame speech like Michigan State game.
Or seen. I think
or seen.
The visual was either, to me, more impressive than the audio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And having Coach Devaney in there, too. And then, you know, the chair. People, you know, sometimes
the chair,
they'll hear,
the clock,
but the
Christmas
chair,
ornament.
The old school, like, chair from Hoosiers, the movie, you know, like one of those wooden ones. And Christian took it, and when he threw it, I don't know if he really knew where he was throwing it and who was standing there. But it went right above Coach Devaney's head, and it splattered into a million little pieces, you know, of wood. It smashed against the locker he was standing against. But, yeah, I mean, the Christmas ornament and the clock and the blood dripping down the face. Christian didn't play, I don't think, the first snap, the first series, because the ref made him come off the field. He had blood everywhere.
The greatest pregame speech in the history for me.
Yeah.
For a lot of us,
that
right?
That was the bar. He set the bar right there.
I mean, I think we had some pretty good ones, you know, in our era. We had some
but
pretty good
ones. But nothing that comes to that.
No, not to that.
That's commitment there.
Yeah, not to that nature. I'm talking to Grant Winstrom, Jason Peter in studio. It's Vershawn Jackson, 93.7 The Ticket.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.